This is the third Sunday in a row we are reading our lection. Gospel lection is from the Sermon on the Mount. And the first three Sundays ago, the lesson was about Jesus calling the people, "Blessed are you, you are blessed," the Beatitudes. And then last Sunday, Jesus called his people, "You are the salt of the earth and the light of the world." And then Jesus said at the end of last Sunday's lesson that your righteousness should go higher than the one that practiced by the scribes and the Pharisees. And today, in our lesson today that Jan so nicely taught us, and is the commandments, the Ten Commandments. Jesus kind of explaining that he, you know, on the one hand it looked like, you know, Jesus is kind of abolishing the law. No, Jesus is really explicating the law. He's making it understandable, and also going beyond the letter of the law, but to talk about the spirit of the law. And that is what Jesus is doing through these things. And so what is the intent of all these laws? It is relationship. For God, relationship is very important. God is three persons: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And so we call it is one God, Trinity, one God. And there is a relationship between these three within the Godhead. And God mirrors, God really likes to see human beings in the same way, in perfect relationship with each other. And so that is God's desire. God's beloved, who we are, and blessed, God desires for us wonderful relationship. And to have that kind of relationship, God gave us the commandments, Ten Commandments. But soon it became so legalistic, and people went for the lowest common denominator, just doing enough so that we can avoid punishment. No, that is not what, you know, Jesus is saying, that we had to go beyond that. So what is relationship? And in one place it says in our gospel reading, "So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go and be reconciled with your brother and sister, and then come and offer your gift." So in a way, you look at this thing that for God, for Jesus, our relationship is more important than our being here in the church. So if we have something against our brother or sister, settle that first and then come to church. Then come and offer your gift to God. Then it will be more meaningful. So relationship is the intent of these laws, these commandments. So I was wondering, just like Jan was wondering, what about our relationship? Can you think of a relationship that we have, the most important relationship that we have? How is it going? This is something that is whole, something wonderful, that is sustaining us and all that. How is that relationship? And then see that, how it is really feeding us, and that relationship. And then just thank God for that relationship that we have. Thank God for our relationship to our spouses, or parents, or children. You know, there are so many relationships that, you know, and thank God for that. And then think about a relationship that is not so good, so well, it's not going well. Think about that relationship. Think about the relationship, something has gone bad. some damage is done. So instead of looking at who is to blame for it, let's think about maybe we can bring that person, bring that relationship before God and ask God to direct us, to lead us and help us, help God, help, you know, to do the right thing so that we can restore that relationship, make it wholesome. So just thank God for the relationship that we already have that is going well, and then ask God to help us move forward with the relationships that are not doing well. And as beloved of God, as blessed of God, God desires for us to have wonderful relationship, not only to each other, but also to the nature, but and above all to God. So with those things, we are more beloved and more blessed. And may God lead us in that direction.